Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and today this is the horoscope for Thursday, January 22nd, 2026. The moon is in the sign of Pisces, of course, where Saturn and Neptune are getting ready to leave. So this is telling us a lot about the last few years, about the obstacles, and maybe bringing you through them quite nicely. You could be prone to daydreaming, seeking advice about the future, wishful thinking, and of course your irrational subconscious fears can arise occasionally. It's truly a time to delve into what makes you tick. And you can allow your imagination to get the better of you, turning into that side of you that is more intuitive, more psychic, more creative. You might also have more sympathy and compassion for others, like small animals, the helpless, and the oppressed. And you can anticipate some uncanny good fortune to enter your life. And it could be like a small win on the lottery or just something that makes you happy or something much bigger. The planet of information, Mercury, is busy connecting to all the planets in the sign of Aquarius. He connected to the sun yesterday and today is connecting with transformational and powerful Pluto in Aquarius. Maybe it's a dream that's being revived, a hope, a fear that you're looking at again. And because we know Pluto is just about to enter new degrees, it could be something from the past, something you've already worked on. The sign of Aquarius is about those big dreams that keep coming up that you can never lose sight of and in a very fixed way pursue. So pay attention to what enters your life and what rejuvenates your spirit, gets you interested in making your sincerest hopes and big dreams come true. It's all possible. Mercury in Aquarius brings your skills and intelligence into the public sphere where all can benefit and where also you can become famous. What big dream do you have? Pluto always takes you to the depths before releasing its hold on you and making you feel like a survivor when the transit is finally over. And of course, today, you can feel like a survivor. Pluto transits change you in fundamental ways. So it's always good to know where Pluto is transiting in your birth chart. Aries, you can feel excited and happy at the same time that you have someone in your life who encourages you and their influence revives your hopes about the future all the time. It's Zeus in your relationship zone and Juno, the asteroid of covenant relationships and marriage in your 10th house of success. And some of you can find the love of your life through your career and professional life if you're single, and perhaps if you're not. Nonetheless, today, your hopes about the future and anticipation have you dreaming big. Small victories encourage you, and in many ways, today, you take small steps towards changing your life in a big way. Connect with old friends, old audiences, and put yourself in the middle of where everything is happening. It's time your dreams came true. Taurus, all of a sudden, things become very important, and you start to recognize and understand how big businesses are run. And that's a good thing as you climb the ladder of success and start to become even more ambitious yourself. Maybe you have your own ambitions about being a success, running a big business, a big conglomerate. Who knows? If you do, do so carefully as not to overinvest and get into debt. Today, you could find yourself in the company of a big shot, someone famous or important, and end up giving them all your time. In the long run, you might find that you've wasted your time or they didn't keep their promises. In love, find someone who comes on strong and overwhelms, but this may not be the right person for you. Gemini, insecurities can crop up from time to time as others seem intent on reminding you that you're not the only one who can do your job. All the while, you want to be the best and the brightest. And people, they just seem to be intent on telling you that they know more about you and about your business, and yet they know little. But through it all, you have to move on, get over feeling bad, and continue to do your work as you have for the past years, hoping that Saturn will one day reward you with some prize, recognition, money, or trophy. And he will. The sun shines in Jupiter's corridor in your solar 9th house, and Pluto gives you lots of reasons to keep going. You gain through teaching, writing, and public speaking. Unexpected gains are possible. Cancer, the moon in Pisces is favorable to you as you get to work doing what you love to do and somehow manage to do more than anybody else. Keep going. You're almost there. Don't be stopped or hindered by what others say, and don't expect anyone to offer you encouragement or ideas. That's for you to do. People are looking for you to you for ideas and to copy you. It's hard work burning the midnight oil and multitasking, but it sets you apart from others. Keep your dream for the future near and don't lose sight of it. Work for the next 2 months towards your goals and for the best results, and everything should work out. Can you do that? Leo, the moon in Pisces has secrets and could open back doors to financial gain. Oh my. Just be careful and make sure no one finds your hands in the cookie jar. But Leo has to be very cautious in all matters and not trust the wrong people. People may be watching you, and you might be able to do what you want for now, but that may not be the case in the future. Therefore, try to avoid becoming too confident and impulsive. In your romantic life, you may struggle to control your passions, and a desire for a romance or love affair that's not built on solid ground, but dreams, may not be in your best interest. Will you get swept off your feet? Virgo, the moon in Pisces makes you today's ultimate idealist when it comes to love. You could throw caution to the wind and not listen to your head when it comes to relationships and love. The good news is that there's a very logical side to you that is winning the argument. Things get intense, and it's better not to mix business with love. But even that's hard to do. Look for a new job and put more effort into your career and your job, and this will bring you happiness and future gains. Libra, I've always looked at Zeus in your sun sign and or first house for Libra rising, and Chiron and Eris in your seventh house in opposition, and wondered, what does that mean? Chiron is the wounded healer, the doctor and teacher, and Eris is the disruptor. So there could be some way you're not adhering to the status quo, sticking out, refusing to follow the rules, and just standing out like a sore thumb. There's nothing new here. This has been going on. You might find yourself attracting the attention of people who are pressuring you right now to comply, who have discovered a mistake you've made, such as taking time off from work, forging a signature, and they keep bringing it up. This situation may lead you to want to leave your current environment, home, or job, and you could feel a sense of excitement about embarking on a new adventure, running away, and wondering if there's opportunities that might be better elsewhere. Scorpio, fortunately for you, Jupiter retrograde is in a favorable position to your sun sign. And even though Jupiter is retrograde, his influence is still felt by you, but it's a more subtle influence. It brings about more patience and perhaps a slower pace where you have to go through the motions, gently meet requirements, and read and learn. You can do so very easily. It's that time for you. Take things slower today because soon enough the pressure will be on you to take the test, get graded, and go on to the next level. So it's a good day to check up on deadlines, get organized, and make sure you give yourself plenty of time to get places. Today's moon in Pisces brings out your sensitive nature and that side of you that falls in love far too easily. But not everyone is on board with your romantic choices. Sagittarius, while you think you have to be more independent, you may argue and go back and forth with yourself about doing your own thing independently. Today's moon in Pisces pulls and tugs at your feelings and emotions, and you're not quite sure if it's the right time to do things on your own and not just go along with others with what they want or suggest. The moon in Pisces says everything's an illusion, and it's time to take stock of reality and what you really have, especially in your personal life. Be honest with yourself. You're outgrowing someone emotionally, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, but you have time. And although you want to have a serious conversation with someone you love, it could easily turn into an argument. So hold that thought. Capricorn, things are changing, and yet Uranus is still messing with your confidence and your good fortune. Family issues and issues related to children or your love life or your creative drive have to get put on the back burner sometimes as the planets build up in your second house of money. But they're related. Uranus is the ruler of your second house of money, so you kind of have to force yourself to be confident and put your creative ideas out there, contrary to what you feel. Circumstances and events are changing all around you, and not necessarily in your personal life, but in the world. And Pluto wants you to benefit from them and wants to make you wealthy and wants you to have lots of fixed assets, land, and everything you want, like luxuries, contrary to what you see or what your situation is now. So have some faith. Right now you gain and get ahead by having a hand in making your own future. Put your ideas forward and try them on for size. Some of you will go back to work when you create a job for yourself. Today's moon in Pisces has you thinking, what do I have to lose? This year is all about seeing what works. Aquarius, happy solar return. This is the time of the year that resets your confidence and motivations for the entire year ahead. You take the initiative and you're unabashedly yourself. And it's important to remain positive and remain in a mode of expectation all the time now. The possibilities are endless, so don't limit yourself with negative thinking. Not now. While you've had your share of disappointments, those will soon fade. Be independent and don't think you'll never find love again or you'll never be happy again. You will. Today, communications are good and can open new doors of opportunities for you. Soon, your life will become more hectic and serious than it is now, and you could be quite in demand. So don't stress. Pisces, it's your day today. You're the moon's favorite sun sign, and you take charge and seemingly can do no wrong. You feel that you're starting over with the past behind you as the sun shines into your 12th house, a house your sun sign rules. Take stock of your mistakes and just vow to do better. Follow the rules and don't ignore small problems that easily turn into big ones. And by now you should know to avoid conflicts with others, be helpful, and not be adverse to working things out with people. Lesson learned. You accept your fate and responsibility and clear the debts. Things are never as bad as you think they are. Go beyond my sun sign. Learn the techniques that I use to predict the future. For more information about your future, book a consultation with me.